What is the bill in Madison, and why are you going to testify about it?
This year, the city of Rhinelander saw basically an across-the-board decrease in our equalized value that was relatively substantial, on the order of 10%. That's going to hit the individual parcels assessments over the course of a few years, because we don't reassess every property every year. But in the case of TIF districts, they're based on equalized value. For the first time in the almost 10 years I've been on the council, we had three TIF districts this year that went negative, meaning that the value of the property in those districts fell below the value when those districts were created. What that causes is it means that those TIF districts are no longer generating increment, no longer generating revenue to pay those infrastructure costs or whatever the costs were inside of that TIF district. In a number of the city's TIF districts, we have bonded or borrowed money to pay those infrastructure expenses. At the end of the day, the payments on those bonds, the principal and interest, has to be paid somehow. And if the TIF districts aren't producing revenue, what the bill ultimately does is allows, if a city or a municipality in the state experiences a TIF district that has seen two consecutive years of being substantially below the base value, it allows the city after those 2 years to petition the state to reset the base value of the TIF district to the current lower value.